Welcome to our fourth session of mindfulness. If you are doing this at home, just make sure that you relax into a comfortable position. You ideally want to be lying down with your eyes closed. You need to be somewhere you're not going to be disturbed, somewhere you feel comfortable and warm. So if you just want to take a second to just get yourself into position. Okay, so we're going to start off just with a little reminder about what mindfulness is. So mindfulness is the quality of being present and fully engaged with whatever we're doing at the moment, free from distraction or judgment, and aware of our thoughts and feelings without getting caught up in them. We train in this moment-to-moment awareness through meditation, allowing us to build the skill of mindfulness so that we can then apply it to everyday life. In teaching the mind to be present, we are teaching ourselves to live more mindfully, in the present, taking a breath, not beholden to reactive thoughts and feelings, which is particularly helpful when faced with challenging circumstances or difficult situations. So we're going to recap mindful awareness, which is something that we touched upon last week. So this exercise is designed to cultivate a heightened awareness and appreciation of simple daily tasks and the results they achieve. So I'd like you to think of something that happens every day more than once, something you take for granted. So last week we mentioned possibly opening a door. I want you to just imagine that the very moment that you touch the door handle to open the door, that you stop for a moment and be mindful of where you are, how you feel in that moment, and where the door will lead you. It could be something else. It could be the moment that you put your shoes on. It could be brushing your teeth. It could be eating. Any of these would work. And these touch point cues don't actually have to be physical. So it could be that any time a particular thought pops into your head. So if you notice yourself having a negative thought or a worry, you might choose to just take a moment to stop, label that thought as unhelpful, and then try and just let that negativity go. We don't have to attach ourselves to all of our thoughts, okay? Sometimes it's enough to just notice that they are there and then let them go. You may choose to link these touch point cues with your senses. So it could be every time you smell food that you might want to just take a moment to just stop and be mindful. You need to choose a touch point that resonates with you today. And instead of going through your daily motions on autopilot, take occasional moments to stop and just bring awareness to the moment of what you are doing. The aim of this is to stop us from simply going through life on autopilot without thinking. So identifying your touch point cues allows you to just bring mindful awareness into your day at regular points. So we're still quite new to mindfulness, so I'm going to give you some tips on getting the most from mindfulness exercises. So when you do any mindfulness exercise, the key steps are to pay attention. So for example, when you shower in the morning, instead of allowing your thoughts to race and be all over the place, instead make a special effort to really pay attention to the feel of the water on your skin, on getting yourself clean, you know, thinking about, you know, the temperature of the water, how it feels. So paying attention to the actual act that you're doing rather than having your mind elsewhere. We also need to begin to notice. So when your mind wanders, which is what our minds do, simply notice where your thoughts have drifted to and then bring them back. We call this choose and return. So choose to bring your attention back to the present moment. And we do this usually by focusing on breathing or another sensation in your body. So if your thoughts do start to drift, notice where they've gone and then choose to return back to the present moment. Okay, and again, do this by maybe paying attention to your breathing or engaging with your senses. Be aware and accept. Notice and be aware of emotions you are feeling or sensations in your body. Try to observe and accept these feelings with curiosity and without judgment. Okay, so we're all going to experience a variety of different emotions and feelings throughout the day, and not all of them are necessarily going to be positive, but it's about just observing them and accepting them for what they are. This is a really, really important one, and I think it's one that everybody finds quite difficult. We need to be kind to ourselves. Remember that mindfulness is difficult to do, and our minds will always wander. Okay, try not to be critical of yourself. When you notice your mind wandering, you can just gently bring yourself back to the exercise. So it isn't about emptying your mind. We're not trying to create this feeling of complete emptiness or zen that you might associate with meditation. Instead, with mindfulness, it's about simply focusing your mind, attempting to stay present, and if your mind does wander, it's about bringing it back to the present moment. So this is something that I would like you to try at home, okay? And the reason I want you to try it at home is that this exercise is called mindful observation. So you're going to need your eyes open for this, whereas right now we are just relaxing with our eyes closed. This exercise is simple but incredibly powerful because it helps you notice and appreciate seemingly simple elements of your environment in a more profound way. This exercise is designed to connect us with the beauty of the natural environment, something that is easily missed when we are rushing around, maybe getting in the car or buses, okay, always trying to get from A to B without necessarily thinking about what we pass. Okay, this month is Mental Health Awareness Month and the theme is nature, okay, and there is a lot of evidence to suggest that just 20 seconds actually contemplating nature, so taking the time to look at it, think about it, is enough to really lift our mood. So this is something that you can do next time you're out and about. So the first step of mindful observation is choose a natural object from within your immediate environment and focus on watching it for a minute or two. This could be a flower or an insect. It could be the clouds or the moon. Secondly, don't do anything except notice the thing you are looking at. Simply relax into watching it for as long as your concentration allows. Number three, look at this object as if you are seeing it for the first time. Four, visually explore every aspect of its formation and allow yourself to be consumed by its presence. And five, allow yourself to connect with its energy and its purpose within the natural world. So breaking that down then into more simple language, it is simply about giving all your attention to something that you might normally not really notice. So things that are just there, okay? So it's choosing one object. So like we said, this could be a plant, bird, animal, flower, anything at all, and just paying really close attention to it for as long as you can, for as long as your concentration allows. Allow yourself to really look for details that you might not notice. Okay, engage with your senses. So for example, if it is a bird that you're watching, you know, listen for any sounds that it's making. Okay, use your eyes to observe it carefully. Okay, if it's maybe a flower or a plant, then you might want to touch it and bring your sense of touch to the moment. And just really pay attention to notice things that might normally just pass you by. So like I said, that's something that I would like you to try at home, as long with remembering to use your touch point cues throughout the day to remind yourself to be mindful. Now we're just going to take a moment, in case our minds have wandered, which is what our minds do, to just bring ourselves back to the moment by attempting to focus on our breath. So just taking some deep breaths in and out, in and out. Just allowing our breathing to settle into a rhythm, allowing our minds to calm and to refocus back into the present moment. Now we're going to just repeat an activity that we have done previously, and that is something called the body scan. So what I'd like you to do is just imagine a scan, okay, and we're going to go from our toes, okay, so imagine a scanner moving its way up your body from your toes, and as it passes over each part of your body, I just want you to make a really conscious effort to just relax that part of your body. So just make sure that you're not holding any tension anywhere. So as the scanner passes, try and let that part of your body sink even further into your mat or your bed or your chair, wherever you are. Okay? Make sure you're not holding any unnecessary tension anywhere. So make sure you're not clenching your jaw or clenching your fists. Try and bring your tongue down from the roof of your mouth. Allow your body to go floppy. Just check that you're not feeling any discomfort anywhere. So thinking like whether there's any pain, any discomfort, and if there is, possibly need to just change your position. So this body scan could be a really nice thing to do in bed at night when you're trying to sleep. Okay, just working your way up your body and just relaxing each part of your body in turn and just preparing it for rest, preparing it for sleep. Okay, so now we've prepared our bodies and they are completely relaxed. Okay, we're just going to give our mind something to focus on. Okay, so again, this is something that we've talked about before. Okay, but I'd like you to just spend a few moments having a gratitude moment. So remember, this is where we train ourselves to think more positively. So no matter how difficult or tiring our day might have been, if we look hard enough, there will always be things that we are grateful for. So things that went well. It could be a person who we're grateful for. It could be a pet. It could be something kind that somebody did for you today. It could just be something as simple as enjoying a meal, enjoying the weather. Okay, anything that has just lifted your day and made it that little bit better. If you can, I'd like you to try and think of 5 things that you are grateful for. And again, this is a lovely exercise to do if you're struggling to sleep because your mind's racing. Instead of trying to empty your mind, if you focus your mind, especially if you're focusing on something positive like gratitude, it can be a really excellent tool to help you drift off to sleep. So when you're thinking of the 5 things that you're grateful for, also just connect with how those things made you feel. So reconnect with those positive emotions and feelings. So hopefully you've all been able to think of those 5 things. If you're struggling to think of things, maybe tomorrow try to pay attention throughout the day and just make a note to yourself in your mind that that's something that you could remember to be grateful for. Okay, the more we build up this practice, the more positive we are, the easier this becomes. Now we're not going to make any sudden movements, but we are going to start to just bring ourselves back out of the relaxed state that we've hopefully entered into. So just start by bringing some gentle movement back into your body. So this could be a stretch, it could be a shift of position, you might want to roll your neck from side to side, you might want to drop your chin to your chest, anything that feels good, feels comfortable, just bringing a little bit of movement back in and just allowing you to become more aware of your surroundings. And then without sitting up just yet, I'd like you to just very slowly open your eyes and just allow your eyes to adjust to the light. And without moving your body, just let your eyes move around the room and rest on certain things and just notice the things around you. And only when you're completely ready, I'd like you to bring yourself back up to a seated position and just stay there for a moment, just letting your mind and your body adjust to that feeling before you begin to move and go on with your day. I hope you enjoyed this session and found this relaxing, and I will speak to you again after the half-term holiday.